your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Kieran Corr.
A large fire has broken out in Calais after tyres were set alight close to the entrance to the Eurotunnel terminal there. It's thought to have been started by ferry workers angry at plans to cut jobs and cross-channel operator MyFerryLink. Eurotunnel services aren't currently being disrupted, but pictures have appeared online showing huge plumes of smoke billowing across a main road.
This is KMFM News.
A Kent woman who posed as a doctor and treated more than 90 patients despite having no medical training has been jailed. Joe's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Olu Wadimolia Opimui stole the identity of a qualified GP and duped agencies into finding her jobs. She ended up working at Elmley and Swarside prisons on the Isle of Sheppey and at three GP practices outside of the county. The 39-year-old from Bridgeside Mews in Maidstone pleaded guilty to 9 charges, including 4 of fraud. She's been jailed for 2 years and 4 months.
Formula One stars have attended the funeral of Jules Bianchi. The 25-year-old died last week, months after a crash at the Japanese Grand Prix. Genetics could explain why some teenagers binge eat, according to experts. They've found a variation of a specific gene in the body can make youngsters 20% more likely to overeat excessively. Liz Thompson's daughter is a binge eater who she's sending to a fit camp. She says Holly Ann doesn't feed on the foods you might think.
We're not talking pizza, sausages, whatever else. We're talking about apples, bites out of chunks of cheese. Because a food addiction, an obsession, is just taking any food.
A Margate man's been jailed after attacking his partner, leaving her with a broken arm. Michael Howe chased his victim into a street in the town in March before hitting her with a scooter in front of her 11-year-old son. The 35-year-old from Arthur Road has been locked up for 2.5 years. A Kent man who suffered third-degree burns following a barbecue explosion is warning of the dangers of using fuel on open flames. Francis Quinton used the high-performance fuel to light the fire during a party at his home in Southborough last year because the coal was too damp. It caused a blast and set light to his shirt and hands.
I was very naive. I never realised how what an explosive nature fuel has. All accelerants, really. Petrol, the octane fuel that I used. It's so dangerous. Going through those dressing changes are really painful, awful reminder of the mistake you've made. As well, the physiotherapy, because I lost use of my hands to the point that I thought I couldn't do my hobbies anymore, that I was immobile. There's nothing I could do. I was in extreme pain. My shirt was on fire. Within the 10 seconds, all that was left was my one sleeve of my shirt, and I had gained burns to my stomach, my chest, my back.
We've tweeted more of that interview via at KMFM News. An investigation's underway after a teenage girl was reportedly attacked in a park in Dartford. The 15-year-old said to have suffered a black eye after it happened in Hesketh Park earlier this month. Detectives have told KMFM they've seen and downloaded a video reportedly of the attack that was posted on Facebook. And Peter Geldof's Kent home has reportedly been sold more than a year after she died from a drugs overdose. The 5-bedroom property on Fairseat Lane in Rootham has been left empty since the 25-year-old was discovered there in April last year. It was put on the market for just under £1 million.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, the England and Kent captain says her side are ready for the first Ashes series as a fully professional team. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the multi-format competition against Australia starts later with a one-day international at Taunton. Last year, England's women players were awarded central contracts for the first time. Charlotte Edwards says it's been a huge advantage.
To spend, you know, the last 4 months together, 3 days a week at Loughborough has been hopefully really valuable for us. We've worked really hard. It's been hard, really hard work at times. But I think we're now more than ready to get out there and hopefully, you know, showcase our skills on the biggest arena for us.
Meantime, Kent are continuing to bat on day 3 of Kent's championship game against Essex at Tunbridge Wells. A short while ago, the home side were on 524 for 5, leading by 264 runs. And in football, Gillingham are travelling to take on Bromley in a pre-season match tonight. The Jills have won their past two friendlies against Folkestone Invicta and Tunbridge Angels and have spent last week training in France ahead of the new season. Kick-off at the Bromley Arena gets underway at 7.45.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.